Blog Talk Radio.
K.O. on the track.
Come on.
You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Frank Williams Show, baby. Come on. Live. From the ATL. This is the Frank Williams Show that you're listening to, guys. Thanks for tuning in and welcome to the show. I see it. Y'all showing up. Show up and show out, they say. Where is that? Make it go back. Come on, y'all. So, good afternoon, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. You can call in and listen live to the show, and if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion about the show, you can just press the number one on your keypad right there, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air. And I will put you on the air. Let's talk, right? Let's talk. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, before we get into today's show, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I believe I was a minute or so. Late, you know, trying to get in here, but I was upstairs talking to my, you know, my daughter and trying to get, you know, her understanding and tell her to some of the life lessons of things not to do in life. You got to stay out of the pathway of the police, right? You got to stay out of their pathway. you can't be out there messing with the wrong people doing the wrong things. Right now, it's 76 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at cloudy skies, 76 degrees. Looking at a low tonight of 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80. Thursday, partly cloudy, 78. Friday, partly cloudy, 82. Saturday and Sunday, sunshine, baby. 85, 87 degrees Saturday and Sunday. So it looks like we're going to have a great day for our class reunion on Saturday, June 10th. So, when the weather, when you hit one of those days and the weather walks with you, there's nothing like it. When you got good weather, your outdoor plans can go great. You know, I love being outdoors. I love it. We usually camp once or twice a year, and we haven't camped yet this year. But, or have we? Did we? Or maybe that was last year when we camped. But camping is awesome. Stay for the weekend, and, you hang out. You're at the campsite. So you hang out. You get up in the morning, run up to the showers, get you a shower, come back. Someone or you start breakfast, and man, they get people out and get folks moving. You be like, man, that smells good. You know what I'm saying? And you at the campsite and you outdoors. You know, y'all with me? And we just have a blast of a time, right? Now, today's word of the day is catty corner. Catty corner. That's a word that I always thought that was pronounced a different way. I call it what? Catty corner? I call it catty corner. Okay. It spells CATTERCORNER. Catter corner. That's the way I look at it. If I were to see it and didn't know the pronunciation of it, I would have said cater corner, but it's catty, and it's an adverb or an adjective. It can be used either way, in a diagonal or oblique position. Kitty corner. So that's a pretty good word for you if you don't have that one in your large gigantic vocabulary right now. Maybe you can put it in there and use it when you want to, right? Use it when you want to. All right. So I want to go ahead and get into today's show because I know you guys are sitting out there waiting, seeing what's this about? What's Frank talking about today? And the episode is entitled, if someone sends your wife or husband nude pictures or videos, what do you do? I'm saying that you found out that someone sent them nude videos or nude pictures, my thing, it's your wife or your husband. So it's a problem right there. Right? It's a problem right there. Now, sometimes it'd be something that's was totally honest on your spouse's part. He could be friends with someone and they got his cell number and now because they like what he looked like or she looked like, they eventually started to, send a selfie every now and then. Okay. And you may have thought, that's cool, whatever, y'all. And then the next thing you know, it was another selfie. No problem, him at the game. Posing, you know what I'm saying? And you're like, okay. That's, That's cool. You know, he had the game. Cool. But, you know, if your husband found out or your wife found out that he was sending you pictures, you're like, you know, what's up? What's up with that? What's up with that? That's bad in itself. And then now you think about nude pictures being sent out. Then if you find a nude picture or a nude video of this guy, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, when you think about nude pictures or even videos, somebody sending your wife that means something's going on somewhere. Somebody sending your husband that means something's going on somewhere. Or even if nothing is going on, somebody wants something to be going on. And you can't tolerate that. Because if you tolerate it, something will be going on. Y'all with me?
She don't care, huh? She don't care nothing about me, huh? I can go out there and be with anybody I want. She don't care nothing about me. Same thing on her part.
You don't care nothing about me. I can go do what I want to do. Do what I do.
You know what I'm saying? And it's a problem. Because if you turn that around, okay, you got to think about what, you know, how you would feel if you found videos or pictures, new pictures in his phone from some woman. How you would feel. And then now, you got pictures of new guys and videos in your phone? Now he feels the way you feel. So you can't do that. You know, you gotta really, you know, be careful of the people that you associate with. I don't associate with a lot of people. That's just the way I am. I'm friends with a lot of people, but I don't necessarily associate with them. I don't hang out with them. Okay? You know, you try not to put yourself in a situation or the situation that you don't want to be in. So that's what I'm saying. And if it's someone that you know, you know, because guys do this, and I'm sure women do it, you know. I have some guys come up to me at work and say, "Hey, Frank, check this out." And it ain't, isn't that new? But you might as well say it's new. A girl with a big old, you know, butt and whatever, you know. But it wasn't personal. It wasn't like she was sending it to him personally. It was on some kind of chat thing or something he was showing me. You know? But he's single. He's a single man, this and that. But, you know, you know, you have to think it's some married guys out there working that too. You know? I mean, you got too much time on your hands. And the same thing with women. Women do the same thing. And they marry women. But if you find something like video or some nude pictures or something like that, or something in your husband or your wife's phone, you know,
I don't want to know. You'll find out eventually.
But you know, if somebody's sending my wife or my husband new pictures and new videos, I'm gonna think something going on with them, between them. And you know, hey, what are you sending them back to him? You know, that's what I'm saying. So something's going on right there. But you don't know what it is. Okay? But you have to nip it in the bud right there. As soon as you find something like that, you got to nip it in the bud right there. So it won't happen again. If it does happen again, it'll be a long time down the road before she or he get caught like that again. So, you know, some women accept that type of stuff. You know, some guy, you know, at work gets your number or whatever. I call you sometime when I know the traffic bad trying to get to work. Okay. Next thing you know, he's sending a little selfies here and there. Sending a little selfie here and there. She's like, ah, that's old Curtis. Ain't nobody old Curtis from work. Old Curtis crazy. Look at that. Old Curtis. Old Curtis sent me another selfie. He had the
football game. He went to the Falcons game. Yeah, that's Curtis.
And if she with her girlfriend, yeah, girl, that's Curtis.
Why you got your number? He said he wanted to call me sometime if traffic be bad, you know. Now he's sending you selfies? Oh, yeah, ain't no thing. He just had the game. Ain't no big deal. Look at that shirt he got on.
You know, then the next thing you know, maybe a couple of weeks later, you know, he's sending you a selfie with his shirt off. Look at Curtis. look at Curtis. Girl, look at Curtis. Yeah, he worked with me. And then the next thing you know, a few weeks later, Curtis sent another picture with his shirt off. Then he sent another picture, maybe, you know, with little skivvies on, what you call it, little speedo. You know, little speedo. And she just watching. Then next thing you know, Curtis sent a picture, his jump. Ooh, Curtis. Look what Curtis sent me. And it's in your phone. And then you go home, you in the shower, you in the bathtub, or whatever, your husband and they're going through your phone. And he find a picture of Curtis. He found a bunch of pictures of Curtis because you didn't delete them at all. Because you wanted to show them to your girl. Forgot to delete him. Steve Harvey told a story one time. He said one of his friends was having an affair, and they were sitting at the dinner at the breakfast table one morning, and his phone rang. And he saw who it was. He grabbed the phone and threw it out the window. Hey, girl, don't be calling me. At home, you know I'm at home with my family. You calling me. See, that's a big problem. So, you know, that type of stuff, you have to nip it in the bud right then.
I'm saying that if somebody you know sending you pictures, you got to tell them, hey, please don't do that. Show them to me when I get at work. Don't be sending them to my phone. Man, you got to be stupid. I ain't saying, you know, watch, look, you know, look at pictures of Curtis when you get to work. But I'm just saying, you know, you can't do that. You're taking a risk with an S on it. Men the same way, women the same way. You guys have to take care of yourselves and try to be the best people that you can. And don't take stuff from other people that could, you know, make you have a bad day. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you may not get divorced from your wife or whatever, but, you know, that'll make you have a bad day. So, you know, try to walk the right path. I know a lot of people get off track sometimes. When you get off track, you got to try to get back on track. Right? And you will if you try. You know, some punk, they don't even want to try anymore. They have a lifeless marriage. And that's not cool. And that's not fair to you or me. You know, it's not fair to us to be like that. So don't do that, guys. Hang in there. Hey, that's all the time I have for the show today. I appreciate you guys listening in to the show. Hope you maybe grab something out of it. I know that some of you may be in that situation. And that's what happens with talk radio. You do real life stuff. And the real life stuff make people think, hey, I've been in that situation. That's done happened to me before. I knew a girl like that. I knew a guy like that. You know, I went to that game. You know, all kinds of stuff. And anybody who listening out there who went to high school with me or to the high school that I did, period. Douglas High School, you guys are gonna be there this weekend. I don't know if I'll see you there. I hope to see you there. I'm probably gonna whiz in and whiz out. But hopefully I get to see you guys' faces there. I know there are a few people listening up on the show right now who did attend the high school with me. Shout out. Okay. So, hey guys, take care of yourselves. I'll see you guys. Hey, I'm going to have a great show for you tomorrow. So take care of yourselves, guys, and I'll see you in about 23.5 hours.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash. Robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease. But one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But
what?
She was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17.
In a madman's dream, the cop shot the kid. I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers. Cat. Good night.
Knock 'em out the box, Rick. Knock 'em out, Rick.